Welcome. You are listening to the Humans of K-Park podcast, produced and created by student journalists for KP Media. Each episode will feature a different student or staff member who will bring their own unique experiences to share.
Go. Welcome to the Humans of K-Park podcast. I'm Exenix, and I'm here with
Trent Nestis.
And we're going to be talking about him moving from down in a less populated area into a bigger school zone. But we're going to get to know Trenton first. How old are you, Trenton?
16.
16. And who all is in your family?
Well, there's seven other people.
Seven other people? And what are their names?
There's my mom. And then there's Jonah, Noah, Eli, Jaden, and Ella.
Jaden and Ella. Do you have any pets?
Yeah. Three dogs.
What are their names? Don't you have four dogs?
Oh, yeah, technically four, four I guess, dogs. Yeah. Three and a half. Lucy, Jack, Uma, and Cujo.
Great. Where are you from originally?
Eustis, Texas.
You were born in Eustis?
No, I was born in Dallas, but I moved there as soon as I...
Got that. Okay. Yeah. What are you involved in? Like, what things are you involved in?
Here?
Yeah. Or, no, just anywhere. Like, overall, what are you involved in?
Well, I run a lot.
You run a lot?
Yeah. Not very fast, but...
You do run.
Yeah. And then I do the yearbook here, and...
Do the yearbook here?
Yeah, that's about it.
Got you. Let's see. Do you have any hobbies?
I mean, I sketch in my free time, but not a lot.
You sketch? I've seen some of those. The Demogorgon?
Yeah.
I'm impressed by the Demogorgon.
That took me like 30 minutes. It wasn't even that bad.
I'm impressed.
The one that took me the longest was Vecna.
You did Vecna?
Yeah, I did Vecna.
Off to see Vecna. So you're also involved in Stranger Things.
Yeah, kind of. Okay. Yeah, you didn't want to see it last time because you were still catching up.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. I still haven't watched it, but we'll get there. I'll see Vecna. Yeah. If you could meet any celebrity, who would it be?
Forrest Galante.
Who is that?
He's a biologist, and he just discovered, like, four different species of sharks.
What?
Yeah, during Shark Week.
Is that a celebrity, or is that a scientist?
Okay.
If we're getting specific here.
Okay, you're right. Celebrity, Joe Rogan.
Okay.
He's a celebrity.
Joe Rogan, yeah.
Yeah.
Let's see. Where all have you lived? I know you moved a lot, so like, where
so,
all have
you lived? I was born in Dallas, and I moved to Eustis until I was like a year and a half old. And then we moved to Malakoff, and that's even further east Texas. It's like 30 minutes away from Eustis. So we stayed there for 4 years, maybe. And then...
Is that the house with like that cool attic room thing?
No, that was in Chandler.
Chandler.
We moved to Chandler next.
I'm jumping the gun here.
Yeah. it's all good. We moved to Chandler next. We stayed there for... Well, maybe we didn't stay in Malakoff for 4 years. I get it. We moved to so many different houses. It's not even funny. I think I've been to like 11 different houses
11?
In my whole life. Yes.
Oh, my God.
And
I remember going because every time we visit you all down there...
It'd be a different house.
Yes, it'd be a different house.
Exactly.
You'd be like, Mom, this is so cool. They have different houses.
We're rich. No, we're not. No. And then, so we had the house with a cool attic. Like, it was our room. It wasn't even really an attic. Yeah. It was just our room. And it was upstairs. And that was the first time we ever had an upstairs house. And then we moved to one that was, like, on a hill, and it had a pool in the backyard, and we thought we had it made.
Wait, the deep one?
Yeah, the deep one.
It was so good. That was a good house.
That's where I learned to swim.
With, like, a long driveway?
Yeah.
With a long, yes. Yeah. Yes, I remember.
Took forever to get up the driveway.
Yes. And it would be, like, literally a 10-minute drive, and we'd be like, are we almost there? And my mom's like, well, we're not to the driveway yet, so...
No, and what sucked is I used to get dropped off by the bus when I had to go there, and I was like, could you just drive up my driveway?
and then just reverse your way down this
little... Just turn it around.
Okay. What has been your favorite place to live so far?
I want to say Eustis, but here is so much more things to do, and... They're not even far away. Like, Whataburger at Eustis, 30 minutes away. Here, I could walk there.
You cannot walk there.
I could, too.
You could not. We're going to have to time you one day. I don't think you could walk down there.
I would just start running then.
Not very fast, you said.
Yeah, not very fast. Okay. I didn't say what time I would get there.
You just said you could get there. Let's see. What was the reason you guys moved down here?
So my sister, she has some really bad, like, seizures. Mm-hmm. She has a seizure and epilepsy and everything, and the doctors told us that, like, we just recently discovered a new thing she has, and the only doctor that specializes it in the state is here.
Really?
Yeah.
See, I didn't even know that.
Yeah, see, and he works with, like, I think it's Texas Children's, okay. But if we didn't go with him, we would have to move to, like, I think they said, like, Boston.
Because that's where the other specialists.
Yeah, there's only two in the United States.
What?
Yeah.
That's crazy. So
insane, isn't it?
For her.
Yeah.
That's weird. Well, not weird. That's a good thing that you guys moved down here. Let's see. How far away was your last house? Like, how far did you guys move?
3.5 hours.
3.5 hours?
Yeah. Okay. It was, my old house was an hour away from Dallas.
Oh, and Dallas is like 4 hours.
No, it's...
How far is it Dallas?
2 hours from here. Yeah.
Oh, okay, so like added on past that.
Yeah.
Okay. So you think you meant like Eustis then Dallas, but yeah. That makes sense.
That's my bad.
How many people went to your last school?
Like in just the high school?
Just high school.
300.
How many were in your class?
98.
98. Could you like know all their names?
Yeah.
All of them?
98 to 110, I think. It would drop because people would move. But yeah, I knew everybody. Knew everybody.
That's so... Oof. Okay. What was the hardest part of moving?
The school. Moving schools. Because I've been in there since fourth grade. Yeah.
The same, like, school district?
Yeah, same school district. That's how I knew everybody. I've been there for a little bit.
That's... Ooh, that is weird because, like, I've been in the same school district my entire life, and I could not tell you half the names of the kids. And you know all of them.
I've been to three different school districts. Okay. That's about it. Well, this is my fourth. These new people to meet. Yeah. More fun stuff. New adventures. You know, life gets kind of boring. And then it switched up.
You're like, it got boring. But then all of a sudden it's like, psych.
Yeah, we don't have just a Sonic now.
Do you get sick of Sonic down there?
Well, it's the only thing to eat, yeah. Well, I take that back. We had Hernandez and we had Sue's Roost.
What is a Sue's Roost?
It was country-style breakfast. Best breakfast, you know, for 30 minutes away.
Got you. It was 30 minutes away to the place?
No, it was... So, like, 30 minutes away was this other one called Maybank Cafe.
Ew, I see.
Yeah. So it's pretty good.
Let's see. What is your favorite teacher in class here at K-Park?
There's a lot. Like, they're not, all of them are nice. Like, at Eustis, it was so easy to kind of have favorites because some of them just didn't.
Because there's so few students.
Yeah. Like, some of them just didn't like you and they let you know that.
And then you couldn't do anything about it.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
But, no, I like the history teacher, Coach Casper. Yeah, the way he teaches is pretty good. Compared to, like, our history at Eustis, I'm not trying to, like, dog on Eustis or anything.
Like, they're going to hear this. They're going to, like, listen.
Oh, they may. They may find it. You hear me? If I step foot back in that town after here. No, I'm kidding.
They're about to take you out. The 98 people in your school are going to come after you.
Yeah. No, I had, like, two history teachers in Eustis that were really good. The rest were, like, it was the book.
They were just reading.
Yeah. And he actually, like, Coach Casper actually lectures.
Yeah, for which sure.
I get. Yeah, I like that.
He knows what he's talking about, at least, you know. I see. How's your experience overall been moving to K-Park and moving schools?
It's been going pretty smooth, actually. I was glad that there's so many kids here, they couldn't tell I was new. Which, obviously, now.
Now they'll know
now
you're
new. Now everybody's
going
to know. But
we're exposing the lies.
No, it went pretty smooth. We got down here in June. So I still had, like, most of the summer to find people. And I found a few people, not a lot.
No, but a couple.
But swimming at the pool kind of helps you find people.
It's a place to be, really.
Yeah, it really is, until Sunday.
What is Sunday?
Nobody's there.
Really?
That's why I go on Sundays.
You think everybody would be there on Sunday?
Nobody's there. It's empty.
They're just at church, I guess.
Yeah, well, when it's 5 o'clock, I'm like, how long do these churches run down here? Please? The first weekend I was down here.
I don't know.
I was like, how long do they run down here?
Too long, I guess. But let's see. How good is there anything schools could do to make transferring students and transferring into like a completely new place easier for students?
I don't know, because they did it pretty smooth over here.
Okay.
There was that walk the park. There's plenty of opportunities to, you know, come check out the place before you just got dropped in here the first day of school.
Just like.
And I think they're doing this thing. It's like called Cookies with a Counselor or something.
What?
Yeah, all the new kids are going into it.
Really?
Yeah, it's Tuesday.
Wait, so what is that? It's just to get to know them?
It's just to get to know the counselors.
Cool.
Any questions you have? I guess we're having cookies.
That's an added bonus.
Yeah, that is an added bonus.
See, I don't even, like.
Well, I mean, they're making us come in during flex, so.
They're making you?
They're not making us.
Oh, but it's a flex
thing. It's a flex thing.
So if you're going to show up. Is it for any
students? No, it's for new students.
New students.
It says new students to the district.
Oh, because I don't know my counselor or anything. But you, yes.
I'm going to meet him.
Who is it?
I don't know his name. I think they call him, like, Mr. H or something.
Oh, I've heard of him, but I don't
know. Yeah, see, I'll get to meet him Tuesday. We'll clear that up.
That's true, because then you can know your counselor and stuff like that.
Yeah, I don't think a lot of kids are going to show up, though, if I'm going to be quite honest.
You'll get all the cookies and all the counselors.
I really hope it's crumbled, too, because.
Oh, that would be good. I'm selling for the newspaper. Anyway, I don't know. What are things? I know you guys raised animals down there.
Yeah, we did. So, glad we're back on topic. So we had a farm before we moved down there. We had 18 goats.
18? That's a lot of goats.
Yeah, they multiply really quickly.
I bet.
Every 5 months they
have. I didn't even get to meet the goats. Kai got to meet the goats. Mm. I'm offended.
All right, don't you drive?
I can't drive on the highway.
You said that?
I can't drive on the highway.
Okay. So, yeah, we had 18 goats and like 10 cows.
10 cows? And you had that big old black one, right?
Yeah, he was Diesel.
Diesel.
Yeah, so we had Diesel and Gemma were our first ones.
Got you.
And then from Gemma went Ellie was their kid.
Okay.
And then we bought Maud, Punky, and then it was Naomi and Winona. After the judge.
Wait, Winona?
Yeah, after the judge.
Oh, not Winona Ryder?
No. I say it's because of Winona
Ryder. That's a good idea to me.
My mom said it's for Winona Judd. I never listened to their music, so I don't care, but.
Winona Ryder is Winona fabulous in Stranger Things.
I hear she's a really good actress.
It's not like she's in the show we watch a lot.
Yeah, no, and then we had Naomi.
Mm-hmm.
Naomi Winona and somebody else. I don't remember the
that's
baby's
a lot
name.
Of animals.
That was right when everything was going down. We had to sell out.
Sell out all the animals?
Yeah.
Like, bye.
Well, actually, we only sold Diesel, Punky, and Maude.
Where did the other ones go?
To my grandma's farm. She was
They're
like,
all there?
Every single goat's there. We have 27 goats now. Every 5 months, they throw out 4 babies.
Every
5 months.
Is she selling them or is she just keeping them on her property?
Well, see, the market for these things. I'm sure up here, they're really good. But where we are, nobody wants boy goats. That's all we have.
They want girl goats?
They want girl goats. And the boy goats, you have to get them fixed if you don't want them to stink. Because they'll stink.
They'll just be nasty.
Yeah, we sold like three.
Three
boy
goats?
So I guess we're down to like 26.
Wow. Have you sold any girl goats?
We don't sell girls.
Why? But that's what the people want.
But we're still trying to. Well, I take that back. We don't sell the girls that are really pretty.
I see.
Because they add up, like, we have certain standards. So blue-eyed baby goats, if they're girls, go for $750.
Excuse me?
Each.
Like the FFA kids want them?
Yeah.
Okay.
And, like, they're purebred, too, because we have papers and everything. So it's, like, 700.
They got a pedigree.
Yeah. And so it shows the bloodline and everything.
Yeah.
But if they're boys, you just $300. Blue eyes, $450.
Just base.
You'll get that every day. And that's, like, I thought that's expensive, but now I see some of these goats, $2,000 for a baby.
$2,000
for a baby. IOMG, please come to the attendance office. Rude. They should really, like, block that out.
I know.
Please come to the attendance office.
But, And then we never even sold any of our cows until we had to sell out. We never sold any of the babies.
Were you trying to sell them, or you just wanted
No, we weren't ever thinking about it. We were like, I was like, this place is going to turn into a petting zoo.
Yeah. Because then you just have the cows.
Yeah, but then.
Did you milk them? Are they milk cows?
No, our goats are milk goats. Milk. We milk the goats.
Are they mean?
No. The only one that's mean is the boy.
The boy goat?
Yeah. And he's so we took all their horns off. We pulled them. So he tries to be mean, and he's not.
Because so, he can't buck you or
anything. Yeah, so we can just like chunk him around. Like he bites your leg. What are you going to do if a goat bites your leg? You're going to sit there and be like, oh, thank you. I wanted my leg bit. No, I was like, I'm going to chunk you around. And that's how he learned not to bite. You got to be like that.
You just got to push him around.
It's kind of dominance, I think. I think he's just kind of like, I'm bigger than you. And then I'm not going to get into it on the podcast. He would do some interesting tactics.
Not to, podcast material no, here today.
No. I just don't want to talk so much and then the bell ring and we have to be okay, bye.
I'm keeping watch of the time. We have 8 minutes, so we're doing good. Let's see. I know you are planning on running. What are you running in soon?
In November on the 19th, I have a 100-mile race coming up.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been practicing that by running 10 miles Friday night. Oh,
tonight is Friday night. Sucker.
Yeah, and tonight's night.
Take that.
And then 20 tomorrow.
Okay.
And then I rest Sunday because I refuse to run on a Sunday. I'd be so tired on Monday, I wouldn't even need to come to school.
I know, but 20, you have to do, okay, so you're doing 20 on Saturday.
Yeah.
For the race, you have to do 100. That's 20 times 5.
Okay, but nobody's going to
sit there. How are we planning on doing this?
But nobody's going to sit there and go run 100 miles until the race. Think about it. Who's crazy enough?
You have to practice.
You don't ever
when
run
you before. Start practicing, when I was practicing 50 miles.
When I am.
Okay.
Because when I have to walk 3 to 5 hours every night after school.
Why?
That race is not all runnable.
Oh, you have the to course, walk some of it?
You'll break your ankles. I watched.
You watch the course?
I watch the course.
Is this the one with the man, the old man?
No.
It's like a challenge?
Something about Iron Man?
No, it's a different one, but I don't remember.
No, this one's down in Dinosaur Valley Park.
Okay.
Glen Rose, Texas.
I got that. That's pretty
and,
cool.
And, yeah, it's going to take me 45 hours to do it.
40? Are you going to be drinking, like, some Gatorade or, like, some Spar?
Spark, yeah. That's also Spark, another sponsor. Yeah. I want Avacare.
You want Avacare?
I want Avacare to sponsor me.
Aren't they a big company?
Yeah, they are. But big companies sponsor little dudes all the time.
Really?
Yeah. But, yeah, I'll definitely be doing Spark. They also came out with these gels pretty recently where you just slurp it down and it gives you energy. I tried it on my 10-mile run. About six, like, yeah, 6 miles in, I was like, I can't do this. And I, like, slowed that thing down. I was like, let's go another six. Let's go another six.
Oh,
I was like, I got home, and I was like, I kind of quit. Because I was in there, it was like, I was about to go into 11 miles, and I'm not supposed to go over what I was supposed to do.
Oh, why?
I was like, one extra mile. I kept telling myself that every time I got to 10.
Is there, like, a course you run?
Yeah, it is. So I got lost on the green trails one time.
Okay.
And so I just go in a straight line down the green trails. And they'll turn and everything, but I don't remember where I go now.
Okay, that was just you're not lost anymore?
Yeah, I'm not lost anymore. I know my way around.
Are you, like, listening to music or?
No, I run silent.
Is that sarcasm?
No.
That sounds absolutely horrible. You're just dying in your own thoughts.
I like to hear myself die.
You could at least listen to, like, I don't know, like, who do you listen to? Eminem? I don't know.
Eminem's okay to run to. His beat, I like to run.
You said you ran silent, caught red-handed, caught in 4K.
When I have my headphones.
Okay.
But okay. I don't have any, like, AirPods because they got washed and dried from my brother's.
Okay.
And so I have, like, the wire ones. Mm-hmm. And
that just, those are not conducive to the running process.
Those are not good running process. Rip your ear out. Oh, rip God. Them out your ear. My bad. No. And so I will run silent because I want to hear myself breathing, and I want to get my breathing technique down. And
you have to have a breathing technique?
Yeah, and what happens if my headphones die in the middle of the race, and I'm just used to hearing music? My phone's not going to be on, like, 100% for 45 hours.
But, like, then you just wouldn't have music. Then it wouldn't be a big deal.
That's what I'm doing.
Okay.
That's what I'm doing. I'm saying if I did run with headphones all the time.
I see.
Yeah, if I did run with headphones all the time, and then all of a sudden I just went without it. No, I made the mistake on the half marathon, not even making a playlist to run to. I forgot all about music, and then I was at the start line. They're going 3, 2, and I looked up running playlists real quick.
Did it work? Were they good playlists?
No, it was absolutely trash. I learned from then on
to make my own playlist. You need some hype music.
I need some hype music.
some Doja Cat while you're running these streets.
No, not Doja Cat.
Yes, I think you should listen to maybe Woman by Doja Cat.
No, I'm not going to listen to Doja Cat because she attacked Noah Schnapp.
Okay, you know what? Noah Schnapp, it was a mistake. Yeah. People make mistakes, Trenton.
Yeah, she made a mistake starting a music career.
Oh. No, I love her music. You shut up.
Okay. I'm about to get attacked now.
Yes, you are, because if anybody hears this and hears you just straight up dissing Doja Cat, it's we're going to have war.
Yeah, well,
I would say Doja Jack Cat fans Carlos, rival the K-pop stands.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. Because Jack Harlow is 100% better. And even that, I don't even listen to him that much.
Then how is he 100% better?
Because he's not Doja Cat.
You're like Nyx. Anyway, we're almost out of time for today. Is there anything else you'd like to add or like to say?
No.
No? Okay, that's great. Well, thank you for coming on. Thank you for listening. Bye.
Thank you so much for listening to the latest episode of Humans of K-Park. Stay tuned for the next episode coming soon.